right. Blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, purple, whatever color you are in here. Team leads, if you can be helping folks that are coming in find a seat, because there's some new kids coming in. They've never been here. We want to make sure we get them a seat. Okay, so be watching while you're doing what you're doing. You can continue to hang around for another minute or two. We got some new folks coming in. Let's go back and greet them over there. Make sure they know exactly where they're going, all right? Let's help them find a seat. We'll get ready to go here. Well, good evening. Well, good evening. Well, good afternoon. Wow, who's awake here today? Let me see your hand if you're awake. Good to see some of you awake. Who's here today? All right, so glad you're here. Who knows what this is called? Can you say Zoomerang? Say it with me, ready? Zoomerang. Awesome. We're so glad you've joined us for Vacation Bible School and for Zoomerang. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started, but we're going to kind of wait for other people to show up. And while we do that, we're going to do a lot of fun things. We're going to have some crazy people teaching you some crazy things. Not too crazy, but it'll be fun. We're going to do some things called cheers. We're later going to learn some things called songs. We're going to say some verses. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Who here is on the orange team? Let's hear who's on the orange team. Oh, we seem to have an orange team. Who here is on the blue team? There's no blue team. Who here is on the other team, which is the green team? Let's hear it for the green team. How many of you aren't on any team at all? Get a weak little hand wave. There you go. All right, well, you can join in and cheer for the green team or the orange team. We're so excited you're here at Stanley Heights Baptist Church. My name is Ed Alexander. Most people call me Pastor Ed. So if you haven't met me, hi. Can you say hi to me? Hi. All right, if you haven't met the person next to you, turn and say hi to them. There we go. All right, make sure that you are listening, that you are learning. We're going to do a number of things tonight. We're going to learn together. But right now, I want to introduce the team leaders. We'll start with the orange team. Let's meet Will and Joel. Everybody can say hi to Will and Joel. All right, well, they are going to lead the orange team, which we settled on the Jacks. Is that what they are? They are the Orange Jacks. Okay, then over here we have the, what is it? The green team. That's right. And led by Harrison and James. Everybody's out, Harrison and James. Do you guys have some cheers too? All right. Are you ready with your first cheer? All right. James, William. Excuse me, James, not William. James, Harrison, stand your team, and let's hear the green team learn their first cheer. Here we go. Let's see if they can learn their first cheer. Team, William and Joel, you guys ready to go? All right, stand up, orange team. They're going to do a cheer with you. This is your first team cheer. Here we go. See if we can hear you better than we could hear the green team. You heard that they're going to go down under. That's where we're going this year. I don't know if that's what they said. We'll go with that. We're going to the land of Australia. Say it with me, the land of Australia. And we're going to learn how God values life. What was that? God values life. You say, what does it mean that God values life? How many of you have something that is valuable, something that is precious, something that is special to you? Do you have something that's special to you? Girls, how many of you have like a nice necklace that was given to you? Okay, maybe you have some jewelry. Okay, how many of you have your own tablet or smart device and it's precious to you? How many of you have, I don't know, something else that's precious, that's valuable to you? God says that life is valuable to him. And we're going to learn that this week. It's something, it's a big term called the sanctity of life. Can you say that with me? The sanctity of life. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to learn that life is valuable to God. Say that with me. Life is valuable to God. That means that God cares about life, and he cares about every single one. God cares about every single one. And we're going to learn about that this week. In fact, we have some verses that we're going to learn that teach us how God values life. God values every single one of us. We're going to go ahead and have the guys put it up there. The verse Psalm 139:14. They're going to get it up while I am talking here. And we're going to see how we praise God because he made us in a very special way. God values each and every one. Now, how many of you can't read? Let me see your hand if you can't read. Teenagers, you don't count. Okay, put your hands down. Okay, I'll read it through the first time you repeat it, and then we'll read it together. I'll say a phrase, you say a phrase, we'll learn it together that way. All right, here we go. Psalm 139:14. Say it. Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are thy works. And that my soul knoweth right well. And that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 139:14. Psalm 139:14. Now that verse tells us that God does everything well. How many of you ever tried to color a picture and it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to? Anybody ever happened to? How many of you ever made a picture and it turned out pretty good? All right? But God, everything he makes is wonderful. He does everything right. Even though we mess up, even though we fail, even though we don't do everything right, God always does everything he does right. And so we're thankful that we can praise him because he made us well. He made us, says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Let's read it through one more time and then we'll do something else. Ready? Read it with me. Say it all together. Psalm 139:14. Here we go. Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 139:14. Okay, more people are coming in. In just a minute, we're going to get more cheers from our green team and from our orange team. You guys ready to go? Not yet, but in a moment. Let's look at some trivia. Some trivia. How many of you have been to Australia? Let me see your hands if you've been to Australia. Only a few of you. Okay. Now, let's see if somebody on the orange team knows. Is Australia an island, a country, or a continent? Is Australia an island, a country, or a continent? Titus, what do you think? He says all of the above, and survey says, ding, 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 all of the above. Australia is both an island, a country, and a continent. And there's a map of it right over there in case you were wondering. All right. Now, let's ask, true or false, green team, true or false? One of the islands off of Australia, a really hot place, is called Christmas Island. True or false, green team? Who thinks they know? What do you think? Right there in the third row. Yes, ma'am. False. What do you think? There in the black shirt. Yes, you. True. That is the answer. Ding, 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 ding. There is an island called Christmas Island, even though it is one of the warmer parts of the world. All right. Orange team, how many beaches can you choose from in Australia? 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000? 1,000, 500, or 10,000, which, whatever I just said. Miles, what do you think? Nope, that's not it. In the back row. 10,000, ding, 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 ding. In Australia, there are 10,000 beaches to choose from. Very good. All right. Green team, where was Google Maps invented? Green team, where was Google Maps invented? Emily, what do you think? Australia, you got to give yourself a hand. Good job. All right, since green team gave the last answer, let's go with the orange team to start us off. This time, orange team, come on up. Give us a cheer. You do the same one. You can do a different one. Let's see what they're going to do. Orange team, go ahead and stand up. Help your team. Here we go. Let's see what you got. Good job, Orange Jacks. Let's see what the green team has. Can you guys answer? Let's see what you have. Here we go. We're going to have time later in our time together for you to do your very best cheer and see which team does it best. Who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be the orange team?
Yeah!
Or is it going to be the green team?
Yeah!
All right, we're getting close to the start of our Vacation Bible School. There's some things you need to know. How many of you, this is your very first time here at Stanley Heights Center? Let me see your hand. If this is your very first time, you've never been here before, you've never seen my face. I've seen some of your faces before, some of you other places in here. Very good, you can put your hands down. Now, all of you over here, you all are in the orange team. All of you over here, you all are in the green team. Tomorrow night, and the next night, you have the opportunity to come back and to bring people who are not here tonight. You know what we call people who aren't here tonight and don't go to this church? We call them visitors. Say that with me. Visitors. So, orange team, if you all bring visitors, you're going to have more people on your side to help you cheer and to help your team. Green team, if you all bring visitors, people who aren't here tonight and don't go to this church, you bring them tomorrow night, you'll have more visitors for your team. And we're going to be awarding a prize. We're going to be awarding a prize. Some very cool Zoomerang gear. Some Zoomerang loot. Some Zoomerang stuff. To someone who brings visitors. Who thinks they have a friend that they can bring here that's not here tonight? Somebody? All right. Bring them back tomorrow night and you get to have them on your team. So when you go to check in tomorrow night, you bring a visitor with you and you get to enjoy having more people on your team. How many of you like more on your team? Orange, how many of you like that more? Green, how many of you want more on your team? All right. Very good. Excellent. Now, there's something else we're going to do. I'm going to teach you a call and repeat. Now, some of these guys, their cheers that they were doing with you are call and repeat type cheers. We're going to do a call and repeat type thing, okay? And it's going to help you pay attention. It goes like this. I'm going to say Zoomerang, and you're going to say Zoomerie. So I'm going to say Zoomerang, clap, clap. You're going to say Zoomerie, clap, clap. Try that. Ready? Zoomerang. Try it again. Ready? Zoomerang. Zoomerie. God loves you. God loves me. I messed that up, didn't I? Okay, I pointed at me. So God loves you. I'm going to point like that. And then you guys are going to go, God loves me. Clap, clap. So I go, God loves you. I can't get it. You, me. All right, here we go. God loves you. Clap, clap. God loves me. Clap, clap. So I say Zoomerang. You say Zoomerie. I say God loves you. And you say God loves me. Try it. Ready? See if I can get it right. Think I can get it right? Here we go. Zoomerang.
Zoomerang.
God loves you.
God loves me.
All right. You think we can do that? Let's try it again. All the way through without any mistakes. Here we go. Ready? Zoomerang.
Zoomerang.
God loves you.
God loves me.
Very good. I thought you guys could do that. Very good. And our theme is God values life. Say that with me. God values life. Say it louder. God values life. Say it quietly to your neighbor. God values life. All right. God values life. That means it is precious to him. Does everybody in this world value everyone else? Does everyone think that everyone else is precious? Does everyone always treat other people kindly, with respect, with helpfulness, without being selfish? Is that the kind of world we live in? No. But God values life. And we want to value life too, because God says it is important. All right. I might have time for a few jokes. You know you want jokes. Hey, they were included, all right? They came free. Here we go. What song does a kangaroo sing on their birthday? Think you know? What is it? Happy birthday. She got it. Happy birthday. Very good. Very good. What's the Great Barrier Reef's favorite color? What is the Great Barrier Reef's favorite color? What do you think, Deborah?
Blue.
Not blue. Not green. Not orange. No. What do you think? The blue shirt? Barrier? That's a good question. The Great Barrier Reef's favorite color is coral. Coral. How many of you even knew that was a color? That's like a fancy color. All right, coral. There you go. Should I tell one more? No, I don't want any more. What do you call a platypus that gets run over by a train? A flatypus. That's right. Very good. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Let's try our... It is now 7 o'clock. We're ready to get started. Who's ready for VBS Zoomerang 2022? All right. Well, it is my privilege to welcome you. We are going to start by learning our theme song. So we're going to get our singers up here, our helpers. They're coming up from the sides. They're ready to go. We're going to sing our theme song for this year. And it talks about being made in God's image, that God made us for a very specific purpose. It's a song that none of you know because Mr. Ben wrote it for us just this year. So I have my helpers here, Olivia, Eddie, Andrew, and Natalie, and they're going to help you sing it. So we're going to sing through it once, and they're going to stand and sing it through with us. Let's go ahead and let's sing it.
Once the mighty God made man in his own image form, after he made everything with his words. And so Adam was fashioned first, then God made the woman too. Made for God's joy, but they went their own way. Made in God's image, made for God's purpose. We'll go appraising our Savior today, and we'll live in the light of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. We'll go reflecting his image today.
How many of you think that was a lot of words? How many think that? It's a lot of words? All right. Let's learn it together. So why don't you stand and we're going to sing it together. We'll try to keep it nice and slow while we're all learning it. Ready? Here we go.
Once the mighty God made man in his own image form, after he made everything with his words. And so Adam was fashioned first, then God made the woman too. Made for God's joy, but they went their own way. Made in God's image, made for God's purpose. We'll go appraising our Savior today, and we'll live in the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. We'll go reflecting his image today.
Now, let's look at some of these words. The first line's pretty easy. God made man, and we know from the Bible that's what happened. It says, in his own image formed. God made us to be like him, after his image. Now, he made everything with his what? What's the last word on that slide there? You see that? With his words. Okay, then we flip the slide there. It says, Adam was fashioned first. God made Adam first. Then God made the woman too. They were made for God's joy, but they went their own way. Sin is when we go our own way, when we don't follow after God. But then we go to the chorus, and the chorus says, we're made in God's image. We're made for God's purpose. God made us, and we are to reflect Him. We are to praise Him, and we get to praise Him. Let's try just that chorus, made in God's image, made for God's purpose. Ready?
Made in God's image, made for God's purpose, we'll go up praising our Savior today, and we'll live in the light of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
One more time all the way through. Here we go. Let's see if think the green team can do a better job. Think the orange team can do a better job. Let's try. Ready? Here we go.
Once the mighty God made man in His own image, for after He made everything with His words, and so Adam was fashioned first, then God made the woman too, made for God's joy, but they went their own way. Made in God's
very good. You can have a seat. Thank you, singers. They're going to go and take to the side. I was watching these teams, and I think the green team did a terrific job of paying attention and singing. I think we're going to give some points to the green team. The cool thing is we haven't given points yet. So these are going to be the first points. In fact, the green team is going to get 100 points. And let's see if magic happens when they get the points. Let's see if something magical happens. I don't know. If it doesn't, maybe it'll happen later. Oh, look at there. Something magical. They got 100 points. Let's hear it for the green team. So how many points does the green team have? How many points does the orange team have? Oh, orange team, you're going to have to come back. We're going to be keeping track of score each time. Score points are given out this week, and so you be helping your team. Next, we're going to learn our verse. We already started with Psalm 134, but tonight we have a verse that's specifically for the first night, and that is Genesis 1:27. This is found in the very first book of the Bible, and it talks about how God created. And so we're going to read it. I'll say it. And you repeat it. We're going to do it a phrase at a time, especially to help those that maybe can't see or read the screen all that well. So I'll start it.
Genesis 1:27.
So God created man,
in His own image.
In the image of God, created He him. Male and female created He them. Male and female created He them. Genesis 1:27. Let's try it again. Ready? So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, created He him. Male and female created He them. Genesis 1:27. Now, we notice some things right at the very beginning. How many creators were there? And we call Him God. So God created. In fact, God created all things. He made us. He made the trees and the flowers, the plants, the animals, the sky, the planets, water, air, everything that we experience today. God made it. And so we see that God created man in His own image. God wanted us to be like Him. It says, in the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. You know that God makes everything perfect. Remember we were talking earlier about coloring and sometimes we make a mistake? God never makes any mistakes. Can you say that with me? God never makes any mistake. Can you imagine never making any mistakes? Now, think about your brother and sister. Do they make mistakes? Yeah. Your mom, your dad, do they make mistakes? Yeah. But God, what? Say it with me. Never makes mistakes. God made everything perfect. So when He made you just right, just the way He wanted you to be. Let's say it together. We'll start with the reference. We'll read it all the way through. Ready? Genesis 1:27. Read the whole verse. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. Let's have the green team say it. Ready, green team? Here we go. Genesis 1:27. So Genesis. Orange team, you think you can top it? Let's try it. Ready? Genesis. Genesis. All right, I think we need 100 points for the orange team. Let's hear for the orange team. Man, they were locked in. They were paying attention. They were all saying it together. I am proud of you. So now we have how many points for the orange team?
100.
How many for the green team?
100.
Ooh. Next, we have our story time. We have our Bible time. Mr. Ben is going to come, and he's going to tell us some things from God's Word. I'm going to be watching to see which team is paying attention.
Hello! So excited for you guys to be here. I love the Word of God. I love you guys, and I love telling you about one of the most exciting chapters in the Bible. Now, there's lots of really exciting chapters in the Bible. We have stories like David and Goliath, where you have a big giant and a boy takes a sling stone and kills him. You have chapters about Jesus, which we'll talk about later. But in my opinion, one of the most exciting chapters in the Bible, one of them, is the very first chapter. Isn't it great? How many of you like to read? Got any bookworms? Okay, I love to read. Isn't it so exciting when you open the book and the very first chapter is just super exciting? You know, those books that you open for school and you read the first chapter, some of you know what I'm talking about, and you're like, this is a classic? You know? No, but you open a book and it has a really exciting chapter. Well, the very first chapter in the Bible is incredible. And I want to walk through it with you guys. So, what is tonight's verse? You were just working on it. Does anyone know the very verse, first verse we were talking about tonight? You in the pink. Good job. She said we were talking about how God created man and woman, and that's the beginning of all life. But that comes at the end of Genesis chapter 1. So the beginning of chapter 1, the Bible walks through how God made it all big
and small.
All right? I want you to do that. So copy me. God made it all.
God made it all.
The big.
The big.
And small.
And small.
Some of you really got into it. Some of you were like half-hearted. So we're going to try one more time. All right? God made it all.
God made it all.
The big.
The big.
And small.
And small.
That's right. Day number one, the Bible tells us, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Can you imagine what this must have been like? Complete nothing. Dark. I mean, maybe it wasn't even dark because there wasn't light. It was just nothing. Can you imagine nothing? Some of you are like, well, that's what's inside my sibling's head. That's not very nice. Nothing. And all of a sudden, God says, let there be light. And boom! Right away, there's light. And it floods the entire created universe. There's not one place in the entire universe that is not saturated with light. All because God said, let there be light. Well, then day two rolls around. And God says, let's divide the waters. And he had this huge ball of water. Some people think it's like 4 light years across. I don't know. There's different theories. But what we know is God says, I'm going to create the firmament. And he divides the waters from the waters, the Bible tells us, and he creates this thing called the firmament where it's filled with air. How many of you are glad you can breathe? Everyone take a big breath. Hold it. Let it out slowly. How many of you like to talk? Did you know air has just the perfect density so that you can talk to someone and they can hear you? Did you know if you go out in outer space, not only would you die of suffocation, but you couldn't talk to anybody because there's no air to carry the sounds that we use to communicate to other people? Isn't it interesting that in day one and day two, God creates some of the very essential things that we depend on for life? How many of you ever been walking around in the dark late at night and you stubbed your toe on something and it really, 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 really hurt? How many of you did even worse? How many of you like ran into something like a, that's not fun, is it? And then of course it leaves a mark and someone comes up to you and is like, oh, what happened to your face? And you're like, and you don't want to tell them. So light, we need light. Day two, we need water and air. And so God is laying the foundation of all the essentials for life. Day number three rolls around and God says, I want the waters, I want land to show up. All right, stomp your feet on the floor. Aren't you glad there's something there? God created that. And God created the trees and the flowers and the plants. And how many of you ate something today? Aren't you glad that you got to eat something today? Yeah, I'm really glad I got to eat something today. I'd be starving up here. I'd be super skinny and die or something. Day number three. Day number four. Oh, man, I can't imagine what this must have been like. So how many of you like the stars? The moon, the sun. How many are glad there's a sun out there? I'm very glad there's a sun out there. There wasn't any of them. None of them. There wasn't one star in the entire universe. There wasn't one galaxy. There wasn't one sun. There wasn't one moon. There wasn't one planet. And God says, I want a sun. I want a moon. I want stars to fill the sky. And the whole universe was flooded with beauty and design and purpose and intentionality, all for the glory and grandeur of God. Nothing. And when God said, it happened. Day number five. Remember earlier on day number two, he said he wanted the firmament and he wanted the water. Well, today he says, I want those to bring forth abundantly and I want it to be filled with flying things and swimming things. Just think for a second. Have you ever had a glass of water or a bowl of water and you were looking at it and you're looking and making sure there's nothing floating around because that's a little weird? Or you shared a cup and you're really looking to make sure there's nothing floating around? But what if you could look at that cup of water and be, let there be a fish, and a little goldfish all of a sudden starts swimming around? That'd be kind of cool. What about the oceans? God said, let there be, and all of a sudden the oceans were filled with movement and activity and fish of incredible variety. Some ugly fish, some beautiful fish, some very boring looking fish, some colorful fish, some things that weren't really even fish. They were like, you know, other stuff like jelly, we call it fish, so that doesn't work. But it was just filled with movement and activity and life, and the birds of the sky, all of a sudden, there's birds flying around. I wonder if any of the birds, when they were first made, I wonder if any of them ran into each other. I don't know. I mean, if all of a sudden, bam, you were right there, maybe God did like spread them out, and then they found each other. I don't know. But it was filled because God said, let there be. Day six rolled around. And God looked at all of the land and he saw all the trees and he's like, okay, I want it to bring forth abundantly. I want animals and four-footed beasts and cattle, and I want creeping things and little bugs and big dinosaurs, elephants and kangaroos and crocodiles. And it was filled with activity. It went from nothing to vibrant, incredible life. What's your favorite animal? You're on this team, therefore, what's your favorite animal?
Jaguars.
Ah! I tried, guys. At least said jaguars. He didn't say crocodiles. All right, let's pick someone over here. Second row, just do it, gray shirt. What's your favorite animal? Sharks. No one likes kangaroos or crocodiles around here. All right. Sharks are pretty cool. But God just filled the universe with, well, not the universe, the planet, with animals. But then he did something unique. What has he been doing all along the way? He's been saying, let there be, and boom, there it is. Let there be, and boom, there it is. And he goes all the way through everything he's done, all the way up to this moment, and then he does something different. The Bible tells us that God had a plan, so he made man. Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And the... Oh, wait, I went too far. I'm going to go back. So God makes man in his own image. Bible tells us in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. This is an incredible moment because the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So, oh, I love picking on people. It's just like what I live for. Not really, not really. Well, I think I found my victims, but I just want to make sure. Yes. Hey there, and I'm ugly. Come here. Okay, come on, come on, come on. I'm good all day. Let's go. These are my wonderful helpers that are being pulled against their will. Everyone give them a prayer. All right, these are all there. Wait, wait, wait. You stay right here. All right, come here, come here, come here. Come here. All right, lay down.
Lay down.
Yeah. Okay. You're not alive. Good job. Okay, now, God, who all the way up until now has spoken what he wanted to create, and light happened, and air and water happened, and the stars happened. But now he's going to do something incredibly different. And the Bible tells us here, and the Lord God formed man out of the dusty ground. It's like God somehow came down and started to form the head and the ears and the nose, and the mouth, and the arms, and all the little fingers, and this arm, and all these fingers, and the body, and the legs, and the toes, and these snazzy shoes. No, just kidding. And then, don't worry, relax, it's okay. And then the Bible tells us God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So wow. And can you imagine? Okay, so he has high intelligence and he gets to see a perfect world that is just made. Things flying around, things walking by him. I mean, what was the first animal he saw? What was the first bird he saw? A crocodile, of course. Makes perfect sense. Sorry, guys, you were slow. what would have that been like to see something like that and not have any fear? He didn't have any fear. There was no terror. So here he is, like, amazed at the universe. And then the Bible tells us, so God has him name all these different animals. So what are you going to call this?
Crocodile, I think.
Okay, what are we going to call this?
Kangaroo.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
What are you going to call this?
Dog.
Dog. I like it. Perfect. You know, flip it around, says God. All right, we're good. All right. So he names all these animals, but then he realizes there's nothing like me. So God is like, okay, don't worry. Come over here. Sit down. Go to sleep. And then God takes a rib. It didn't hurt. He was asleep. Takes a rib, and he creates the woman. Come on. And the Lord God. Yeah. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. See, God took care of him. Good surgery. Okay, no infection. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man. So then came over here. So stand right there. I didn't wake you up yet. Getting a little excited. All right, now you can wake up. I got something for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right? Super exciting. And they're married. So you can kiss her. Good. All right, we'll work on that later. All right. So this was super exciting. But did you notice, did God just, okay, I'm going to just say I want a man. I'm going to just say I want a woman. Is that how God interacted with this creation? No, it was different. It was unique. It was special because God had a plan. This was a relationship he wanted to have personally. And so he made man and woman in his own image. Thank you so much. Give him a round of applause. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. So big question of the night is, well, what's that mean? God's image. I mean, last I checked, your team leaders, I picked on you a lot. Let me pick on these team leaders. Your team leaders are super strong, good-looking, able, competent, intelligent fellows most of the time. But they're not infinite. They don't have all power. They don't have all knowledge. So what does it mean, made in the image of God? Well, there's different aspects, but I just want to point out three. God is creative, and so are we. Isn't it interesting that in the very first 2 days of creation, God also created the elements that would be necessary for art and music? So color is determined by how light interacts with a material, how light reflects. So day number one, God puts in what's necessary for art. Day number two, we talked about air and how it's important not only to breathe, but to talk and communicate. Well, it also carries sounds for instruments. So within the first 2 days, God lets us know he cares a lot about art and music. But then he creates this wonderful variety of creation, all these different colors, all these different plants and animals, different designs, different strengths, different weaknesses. And so, to a limited way, we are too. We are creative. God is relational. We see him talking, have a conversation with himself, talking with Adam and Eve, and he makes us to need and desire relationships with each other and ultimately with him. God is spiritual. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible tells us in John, I believe chapter 17. And so there is a part of you that is not material. How many of you have ever gotten a haircut? When you got your haircut, did you look down at the piece of hair and go, that's me? Some of you probably freaked out. But you went on with your life, and I mean, it didn't drastically change your personality. You didn't call the police and say, you know, I've been murdered. No, why? Because your body is different from your spirit, from your soul, from the immaterial part of you. You have a body, but you also have something spiritual, and that can relate to God. You know, have you ever seen your pet drawing the events of his day on the wall? No. Have you ever seen your pet make and worship an idol? You know, you ever see your dogs go out and push, you know, a pile of sticks and then start bowing down to it? No. Why? Because this is something that resembles the fact that we are made in the image of God. We are aware of a God, of something that we need to respond to, something that's bigger than us. One false idea about people is that the whole idea of molecules to man, that men and monkey came from a common answer. That men and monkey aren't the same, but they came from a similar answer. The problem is that if that would be true, that we would find evidence of a process of change, and there is no evidence of a process of change. There's been ideas or things so-called, missing links. For example, Lucy was found in Ethiopia in 1974. There's a few bones. You notice these right here. Not a bad array of bones. You should be able to figure out, is it man? Is it monkey? Is it something in between? But the problem is that it was told that the bones demonstrated that Lucy could walk upright with human hands. But, you know, she looked ape. But the facts are that all the bones were bones that proved that she could not have walked upright, that she was just the same as a monkey. In fact, one of the scientists had actually ground away parts of the skeleton. I watched a brief documentary on this, and he talks about how at first it just seemed like she couldn't have, but then he realized that if he ground these pieces together, they would fit in a better way, and she'd be able to walk upright. It was just a monkey. What about Neanderthal man? You know, you've seen the characters, stooping, big club, whoa, boom, right? Well, that was found, those bones, some skulls. Let's see, what else was found? Skull, shoulder, hip, so several different bones found in a cave in the Neander Valley in Germany starting in 1856, and then for several years after that, they did more archaeology. So they had this story, he's a hairy half-man, he's stooped and he walks around. How many of you ever seen, though, an old person that had arthritis and kind of walked around stooped? You know, yeah, and they think, they're... Yeah? Any of you ever seen an older person walk around? Well, that's all it was. The bones that they found that were stooped had indications of arthritis, and so he was just stooped, and he was old. Actually, what's fascinating is that the people that lived in those caves had elaborate funerals. They had musical instruments. They had tools that they used, and they worked with skins and different other materials to make things and create things, demonstrating a high level of intelligence and a high level of society. So he was just a man. What about the Piltdown man? Well, he's not a missing link either. He was a human skull and a monkey-looking jawbone. But later they found and realized that it was just a hoax, that the jawbone had been filed, that the teeth had been filed inside the jawbone to make it look like it was half human, half ape. It was a hoax. It was found in Piltdown, England in, between 1908 and 1912. It was a fraud. But what's so damaging about this belief that of molecules to man and that man is not made in the image of God was a situation that happened in Australia with the Aboriginal people. The Aboriginal people in the 1800s, late 1800s in particular, were believed to be not as evolved, that they were more ape, more animal than they were man. And therefore their property was stolen, their children were stolen, there were several of the Aboriginal people themselves that were shipped to Western museums and zoos as proof of evolution, that man developed, and so here was a less evolved species. Why? Because there was other things that were done, horrible things that were done. And yes, there have been in history horrible things that were done in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Bible, in the name of God. But what you believe will determine and impact our behavior. If we truly believe that man is made in the image of God, that life is important, that my life is important and your life is important, then that's going to impact how I interact with you. So that brings us to tonight's question. I want you to think about this. If and because every person, whether you like them or not, every person is made in the image of God, am I prepared to treat every person with kindness and respect because I respect God? If every person, even your sibling, even the bully, even the person you is your best friend, is made in the image of God, am I prepared to treat every person with kindness and respect? Made in God's image, made for God's purpose. I want everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment. I'm going to pray. After I pray, Pastor Ed will be up to lead from there. Heavenly Father, Creator, God, we're so grateful and amazed by what you made and the care and the intention that you took to make man. Lord, we thank you for wanting a relationship with us, for making us in your image, after your likeness, male and female. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us remember that every person is made in the image of God, and that should impact how we behave and how we think. And so, Lord, we ask all this in your name and for your glory. Amen.
All right, everybody say thank you, Mr. Ben.
Thank you, Mr. Ben.
All right, he's going to have more exciting stuff for us on different nights when you come back. Now, we've got a lot of things we need to do in the next few minutes, and then there's going to be something really fun that's going to happen. Some guy is going to show up. I have no idea what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But before any of that happens, we're going to have some question and answer. We're going to have some points for your team. We're going to have some cheering. Okay? So we're going to see which team was paying good attention. So we'll start tonight with the orange team and ask them a question. Every time a team gets a question correct, it's 150 points. How many points is it?
150.
Ooh, who's going to get more points? Let's see. Here we go. All right. How, orange team, did man and woman get here? First row, pink shirt. Yes, ma'am. A rib? Yep. The man? Okay, so God created man and woman. He created the woman and out of a rib, take it from the man. Very good. 150 points for the orange team. Very good. Somebody was paying attention. Now, green team. Were animals, true or false? Animals were created in God's image just like man. True or false? Right in the back there, Naomi. False! Animals were made by God, but they were not made in God's image the way humans are. That makes a special set as 150 points for the green team! All right. Very good. Orange team, can you think of the name of one of those supposed missing links? Titus Coleman. Lucy, help me with this. Was Lucy an actual missing link? Yes or no? No. All right, 150 points for the orange team. All right, then there's some other ones, Neanderthal man and Piltdown man. Were they true? No, they were false. They were not missing links. Okay, now, green team. What Mr. Ben said, the worst thing was that happened because of people believing that people went from monkeys to being humans. He said one of the worst things is that people were mean to a certain group of people that lived in Australia. Can you remember the name of that group of people? Isaac? The Aborigines. Very good. Now, Did the Aborigines deserve to be mistreated because they were less than everyone else? Is that a right thing to do? Would God be pleased with that, to treat people as less, to think, oh, they're not as good as everyone else? No. All right, let's get 150 points for the Green Team. All right, let's go to the Orange Team. Orange Team, name for me something people can do that animals can't. Orange Team, name for me something people can do. In the blue shirt says legend right there. You, sir. People can talk. And even though maybe your pet parrot can repeat, they can't actually talk. 150 points for the Orange Team. All right, let's come back over to the Green Team. Green Team, name for me something that animals can do that people cannot. Let's see. Natalie, what do you got? They can fly, yes. We can fly with the help of airplanes and all kinds of other things, but we don't have wings. All right, 150 points for the Green Team. We will pause. 15 seconds for station identity. No, we're not. For team cheers, let's get the Orange Team up here. Come on, Orange Team, let's get you a cheer. Ready? Get your team cheering. Here we go. Let's hear it, Orange.
Roll light.
All right, let's see, Green Team, what do you got? You ready to go? Here we go. Okay, in just a moment, we're going to have a competition worth 300 points between the Green Team and the Orange Team. Let's do a few more questions, and then we'll get there. Here we go. All right. Yeah, I don't like that question. Let's get a different question. Here we go. Orange Team, knowing that we are made in God's image, how does God want us to treat others? Orange Team, how do you think? Front row, right there, gray shirt. Yes, ma'am. With kindness, very good. 150 points for the Orange Team. Green Team, what was Adam made out of? Isaac, what was it? He was made out of dust from the ground. 150 points for the Green Team. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Nah, I won't tell you yet. Should I tell you now? Nah, I'll tell you later. Okay, here we go. This was not in the story, I don't think. But Orange Team, what was the job? Oh, no, it was in the story. Mr. Ben had to do this. What was the job that God gave to Adam right away? Miles? To name all the animals. Do you remember what else Adam was supposed to do? Deborah, do you know? To take care of it, to exercise dominion. Very good, 150 points for the Orange Team. And then Green Team. Here we go. In what book of the Bible does it say, then God said, let us make man in our own image? Raylan? Genesis. All right, 150 points for the Green Team. All right. We're going to start with our cheer competition. We're going to have the Green Team go first. This is where I watch and see who's being the loudest, who's being the most participatory, in fact, even who from the rest of the group participates. Let's see how many of you in the back there, if you'll join in. That'll help the Green Team. All right, Green Team, here we go. Let's see what you got, and then Orange Team will be next. We're going to be giving away 300 points to the team that does the best cheer, the loudest, the most involved, the most participatory.
They set the bar pretty high. Orange team, let's see what you got. You ready to do this? All right, folks in the back there, if you want to join and help them, you can help the orange team. Here we go. Ready? Job. All right. This is a hard one. Man, that was pretty close. There was good participation. There are a few more people on the green side, so we got to factor that in. Having said all of that, 300 points goes to the green team. Let's hear it for the green team. That was pretty impressive. Orange team, you've got something to live up to. But I didn't say earlier when I was watching for the best behaved and best paying attention team, it was the orange team. 150 points for the orange team. All right, so with that said, there's a guy who's going to show up and do something, I think. I don't know. If he doesn't, it's going to be really awkward. Right of you here last year, there's this guy who kept showing up, and it was, I don't know, it was kind of weird. It's kind of strange. So I'm just going to stand to the side, and I'll see what happens. If he doesn't come, maybe we'll do some more cheering.
My minions didn't tell me I had an appointment today. And the price of gas with inflation just to fly in from Jupiter is huge. It's incomprehensible. Just have to make the best of it. Hello? Hello? Not you. I am Dr. Scholes. I have been asked to educate you people, strange people, on Australian biology. Lesson one. You are human. Raise up your hands. Raise up. Some people say that I'm mad, but I'm not mad. I'm just crazy. Lesson two is on coral. Coral, I guess it's because Australia is an island. Slide. Thank you. Now, I can't see with these goggles. Or stand. Or use my touchpad. Slide. That is coral. Now, coral is an animal. Coral's an animal. Yes, coral's an animal. It's not a plant. Some people say that coral is a plant, but they're crazy. Because coral, see, it is not self-dependent. Coral has to eat things like fish. Did you know coral eats fish? How does coral eat fish? Who has an idea? You. How does coral eat fish? Australia! Now, this coral, it eats fish. And what it does to eat fish is it takes a thing... I know science, believe me, I really do know science. Coral takes a thing and it stabs that thing and blows through the fish and it injects it with poison. And that fish dies and the coral eats it. So that's lesson one with coral. Slide. There's all kinds of different coral. You see, coral is not a plant. Coral is an animal. And if you zoom in, you'll see teensy tiny little animals all over this coral. And that animal, what it does is it eats fish, it eats fish parts, it eats all kinds of things related to fish, and then it becomes rock. Everybody say rock. Rock. It becomes rock. And you see that rock right there? It looks like coral, but it's not. It's rock. See, coral is a little animal, and the coral eats all the fish parts, and then it becomes rock. Slide. I cannot see the slide with these goggles. Oh, yes, there's more pictures of rock. Slide. One particular coral, that I am particularly anxious to tell you of is this piece of coral right here. Not this piece of coral, that's my friend. This right here is the Great Barrier Reef. Who has heard of the Great Barrier Reef? The Great Barrier Reef is one of the biggest coral reefs in the world. See, what happens is all this coral comes, and it eats fish parts, and then it becomes rock. And it grows, and then other coral comes after that. Coral dies and becomes rock, and then it eats fish parts, and it becomes rock. See, this is incredible. You have to know this. This is very important to your future. Slide. This, what do you think, what part of your body does this coral look like? You there, what?
Brain.
A brain. Yes, this is, can anyone guess the name of it? It's really difficult. Brain coral. Wow. You guys deserve a C on all your tests. Slide. This coral, can anyone guess the name of this coral? Who wants to guess? I could guess. It looks like garbage and rotten paper, but what do you think it is? Yes, you got it right. Yeah, it's the cabbage coral. This is the cabbage coral, which is the same thing as rotten garbage. But anyway, slide. Who does not like mushrooms on their salad? Salad? On your pizza? Whales do not like mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms in my yard. You don't like mushrooms? I can relate with you. You aren't as strange as I thought. Now, this coral is the mushroom coral. Slide. This is the fan coral. Slide. This is the flower coral. Are you getting a picture? The scientists really aren't that bright. They just name the coral after what they think it looks like. Slide. What is this? Oh, my goodness. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up straight and tall. Look at this. This is the pillar coral. How original. Have a seat. This is the slide. Thank you. This is the antler coral. Antler coral, why? Does that look like antlers? Slide. That is the coral coral. It has no name. Now, I have to tell you for a moment about the coral that ate the fish. See, the coral ate the fish. But the problem is, we're at VBS. I'm here to teach you about Australian biology. And in doing so, to teach you that coral eats things, but did God make coral with the ability to kill things and eat? When do you think that happened? Did you think God made everything bad at first? Everybody go, tear, tear, poor fish, poor fish. The fish died, the coral ate it. Now it is fish part. Now it is coral rock. God did not make coral to kill fish at the beginning. He's better God than that. What happened was Adam and Eve disobeyed God. You remember, I think I heard you all singing a song earlier, didn't you? And it talked about how God made Adam and Eve perfect, and then they went their own way. And that really happened. And because of that, there's all kinds of things like nasty coral that eats fish and looks like cabbage garbage. Now then, I also have to tell you that even though coral is incredible, and there's all kinds of things I could tell you about coral. I could tell you that coral and slide. Thank you. I could tell you that coral, in order to protect itself from the environment, has mucus. And it covers itself with mucus, and then it protects it from the heat. You see, because heat and coral don't go together, and so it covers itself with mucus. And I say, with all of this, wow, God is incredible. He makes all these things, but let me tell you something. I am here to educate you on Australian biology, but the point is not Australian biology. See, all this is great about coral, but lesson one is you are human. And that is more important than coral. You are human, and you are made in God's image. And you are more special than coral. See, everybody do this. Everybody do this. Ah, yes. I'm better than a piece of rock. Yes, I'm better than rock. Yes, you are, most of you. Now, you are made in God's image. You are very special. And if there's anything that you learned this week with Dr. Scholes and with the rest of Vacation Bible School, it is this, that God made you special. He made you in his image, and he made you for his purpose. Now then, I must be going. I will see you tomorrow, assuming the price of gas decreases. Thank you.
Does anybody know where that guy came from? That was a little weird. But oh, he's going to come back tomorrow night. So be here tomorrow night, because something tells me he has something up those very long sleeves of his. So you'll want to come back every night and see and learn more from Dr. Scholes. All right, let's do our little call and repeat. Let's see if I can do it right. Ready? Zoomerang. God made you.
God made me.
All right, we got it right. Awesome. Now, we have something called a penny offering. In fact, this year we call it our missions offering. What's it called? Missions offering. The last couple years we've been taking up an offering every night, and it goes to help missionaries across the world. In fact, we're doing the same project we did last year, and we are helping to buy Bibles for people in Papua New Guinea. And we're going to watch, if we can get the time, tomorrow night, we're going to try to watch a short little video so you can see about how they buy Bibles and take them to people on an island that have a hard time getting these Bibles, and they have a wonderful opportunity. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that tomorrow night. But tonight, most of you didn't know about the offering. How many of you say, I didn't know about the offering? Let me see your hand. Some of you didn't know. Okay. Well, there were some people on the green team that brought offering. There were some people on the orange team that brought offering. And it was really close. How close do you think it was? Really close. Okay. And so, tonight, the results from the offering, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. There was a team that had a certain amount, and there was a team that had another amount. One team got more than the other. Do you think I should tell you more than that, or should I just keep it secret? Should I tell you now?
Yeah.
What if I tell just the orange team their total? All right, orange team, you all brought $69 in offering. Good job, orange team. And then the green team brought... You didn't hear the green team brought... Y'all couldn't hear that?
No.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Should I tell you now? Or should I tell you later? All right, the green team brought some offering. And tomorrow night, you too should bring some offering and try to help your team win. If you bring a dollar, there are missions moolah coins back there, and we take them and we tally them up and we find out. The green team brought $72 in missions moolah! And so that is 500 points for the green team. Good job, green team. All right, so tomorrow night, orange, you all going to bring some missions moolah?
Sure.
Orange, tomorrow night, you going to bring some missions moolah?
Yes,
all right, and we'll learn a little bit more about our offering that we're taking up for the Papua New Guinea Bible Project. All right, we're also going to have you quote some memory verses. We're going to have you bring visitors. But right now, there's a group of people that are going to come in here once again. I have no idea what's happening. I'm just going to go sit down. Let's watch and see what happens.
Wow. Now this is awesome. What a dream come true. I finally get to put my vast knowledge on display for everyone to see. Just look at him, frantically studying. He hasn't got a chance.
Oh, sorry. I was focused on my book.
Oh, don't worry. I'm Steven.
Nice to meet you, Steven. I'm Alex. What are you wearing? Is that some sort of medal?
Oh, this... This is nothing. This is just my latest academic achievement award.
So you have others?
Yes, I have an entire suitcase full of them. Would you like to see?
No. I think the show will be starting soon, but that's impressive. I guess I'll have to be at the top of my game to beat you.
Beat me? Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Oh, okay.
Can't believe we're about to go on a real-life game show, can you?
You mean you've never been on a quiz show before?
Ha! And you have?
Sure, lots of times. I'm the captain of my high school quiz team, and we are really good.
I'm sorry, folks. What? Oh, what was that you were reading?
Oh, this? This is the Odyssey by Homer.
Oh, we read that last year.
Really? Well, I've read it every year since I was 6. And this time, I'm reading it in original Greek.
Greek? The language?
Yeah, you should try it sometime. It's really interesting.
Really? Got any other tips?
Actually, I do. It seems to me you have something green stuck in your teeth. If I were you, I would want to remove that before the show starts.
Oh, no.
That should bring them down a notch.
All right, contestants, time to... Where is Steven?
He's in the restroom. He should be back soon.
I know, right? It was like... so crazy. Okay, I have to get off now. It's my first day at work, and I'm supposed to make a good impression or something. I know. Can you believe it? Okay, bye. All right, I'm here. Where do I start?
You can start by telling me where have you been for the past 2 hours. This is your first day of work. 2 hours.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was at Crocodile Coffee, and this guy had a flat tire right in front of the drive-thru lane. Like, can you believe that?
And so
it was a really long wait.
And so you couldn't go inside the Crocodile Coffee shop?
Are you serious? It's like 50 degrees outside. I just didn't feel like getting out of my car.
What about driving to a different Crocodile Coffee shop?
Aunt Jen, you don't understand. Tommy is the only barista that know how to make my half caramel, half vanilla latte, decaf espresso, heated only to 100 degrees with not fat milk and caramel drizzle on top. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with anybody else.
Well, now that I know that, of course you would have had to wait for Tommy.
Are you actually mad at me?
No, I just... You know, I am mad at you. This is your first day of work. You are making me look really bad.
I said I was sorry. What else can I do?
Oh, you know what? How about this? You can catch up on all the notes you missed from the new employee orientation this morning.
Oh, yay. This sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, come on, girl.
Oh, wait. I should have gotten you a coffee, too. Is that it? That's what it's all about, isn't it?
No, no.
You think you're so funny, don't you?
What?
There was nothing green stuck in my teeth, and you know it.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, well, you're gonna regret it, because I was gonna go easy on you to make it look like you had a chance, but now, no way.
Oh, good, you're back. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, no last-minute questions about anything?
Yes, what's the worst someone has ever lost on this show?
Oh, Steven, don't worry about it. You'll be just fine, I promise.
What? No, not me. Him.
He thinks he's gonna beat me.
Oh, so that's what this is. Well, the Book of Proverbs has to say something about pride going before destruction. Okay, let's see here. All right, we got this. Sound booth, Darcy. Okay, contestants. You got it. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to our Zoomerang Studios. We are so glad you're here, and that's because you are the ones that provide the energy for our show when you clap and cheer. So let's take a moment and practice, shall we? When I raise this applause sign, you clap and cheer, all right? Here we go. Good job, everyone. I can just tell you are going to be the best audience we have ever had. Now let's get this show on the road. Zoomerang in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Zoomerang, the show that tests your knowledge. I'm your host, Darcy Martin, and today we welcome 2 new contestants for our week-long challenge. Now, this is how it's going to go. In round 1, our 2 contestants will be questioned multiple times with question skip points. And round 2, we will be choosing from our studio audience other people to help to get points for their teams. And then round 3, we will end with our double bonus questions, which could help determine the winner. But before we get started, let's get to know our contestants a little bit. Alex Henderson, tell us where you're from and where you go to school.
Well, my parents moved to Sydney a few months ago, but I'm originally from Alabama in the United States.
Alabama, that's the Crimson Tide football team, am I right?
They are really good. Roll Tide.
Okay. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Danbury Heights Senior High School.
Danbury Heights, okay, thank you. And over here we have Stephen Cunningham. Tell us where you're from, where you go to school.
Hi.
You okay there, Stephen? Is this your first time on a game show? Okay, just let's take a deep breath, relax, you're okay. Okay, you got this. Can you tell us where you're from?
Canada.
Okay. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward Island. Beautiful place there. And where do you go to school?
North Bay High School.
Okay. And what brings you to the land down under?
My family's visiting here for a few days.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming and welcome to Australia. Okay. And with that, let's play Zoomerang. Our first question, which will be for 1,000 points, is... Alex!
Great Barrier Reef.
That is correct. Yes, okay. And the question was, this place is about the size of 70 million football fields and can even be seen from outer space. Very good, Alex. Next question, also for 1,000 points, is going to be, let's see, name the Aboriginal invention that you throw and then it comes back to you.
The Sydney Opera House.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Alex, you got to go for it?
I'm going to say a boomerang.
A boomerang. That is correct. Okay, but from now on, you know, make sure that each contestant, you buzz in after I answer the question. Okay, what is another name for the people who settled in Australia shortly after the events of the Tower of Babel? Stephen?
The Aboriginal people.
Correct. That is very good. Thank you. Okay. Of the 25 most venomous snakes in the world, how many are found in Australia? Alex.
I don't like snakes or anything about them, but I'm going to say 8.
I agree with you about not liking snakes, but that is incorrect. Stephen, you got to go?
I know it's a lot. Is it 17?
That is also incorrect. It is actually 21. Can you believe that? 21 out of 25 of the most venomous snakes in the world are found here in our beloved Australia.
That's so cool.
Yes, I'm sure it is to people who like snakes. Okay. Who is the Queen of Australia? Alex.
Queen Elizabeth of England.
That is correct, which will surprise most. And she has been queen for almost 70 years. Okay, question 6. Australia is similar in the size to what other country? Stephen.
Canada.
That is correct. And it's also about the same size as the United States. Both are just a little bigger than Australia. And that is the ringer for round 1. Let's check the scores. And looks like Alex is leading with 3,000 points and Stephen with 2,000. Okay, but the round's not over yet. Okay, now this round will be a little bit different. If our contestants that have been chosen from each team, if they can come on up and join us here, you can join Alex and join Stephen up here. Okay. Very nice. You can stand right here. So how this will go is I will give you a question. And there will be some panels right here in behind the stage. There will be panels here, and I will give you a question, and you can either answer number 1, 2, or number 3. Okay? And so you will decide this together. If you get a correct answer, that would go for 150 points to your team. And so, with that, you ready to get started? Okay, and guess what? For those in the studio audience, you can help out your team by holding up 1, 2, or 3 fingers. Just don't shout out the answer, okay? But you can help out your teammates. Okay, with that, let's read the first question. In what book of the Bible is this sentence found? Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." Number 1, Genesis. Number 2, Hezekiah. Or number 3, Revelations. Okay, hold up your fingers. Let's see. What do you think it is? Okay. Number 1, 2, 3, let's show it. Okay, they both got 1, and that is correct. Genesis 1:26. There we go. Okay, very nice job. Okay, question 2. Finish the verse. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. 1, and it was good. 2, male and female, he created them. Or 3, neither of these. Let's give a moment for the studio audience to hold up their fingers, see which one they want. Okay, and ready, set, show. 2, very nice, that is it. Another 150 points for each team. That's fantastic. Okay, question 3. The Bible tells us we're made in God's image. Which of these is not a way a person can reflect God's image? 1, people can have a relationship with God. 2, people can lie and be mean to each other. Or 3, people can be creative. Okay, let's see what the audience says. What do they think? Okay. 3, 2, 1, show. 2, very nice.
No question.
Yes, people can lie and be mean to each other, but God is anything but. He will never be mean, even if he might punish us for sins. Okay, question 4. The first job God gave to the first man, Adam, was 1, naming the animals, 2, taking care of the Garden of Eden, or 3, making a campfire. Okay, let's see what it is. And 3, 2, 1, show. Okay, this one might have been tricky, but it is actually number 2 on this. Taking care of the Garden of Eden. But Adam did get the job of naming the animals right after that. Very nice, though. Okay, question 5. Which supposed missing link was just a man with big eyebrows? Number 1, Neanderthal man. 2, Nebraska man. Or 3, Lucy. Okay, let's see what the audience says. Oh, looks a little bit mixed up. Okay, let's do 3, 2, 1, show. 2 is actually the winner. It was Nebraska man. 150 points. There we go. Okay, very good job. And we've got our double bonus question. So this one is going to be worth 300 points if you get it right. So let's carry on with this. Which supposed missing link was a complete fake? One, Piltdown Man. Two, Cro-Magnon Man. Or three, Neanderthal. Okay, this one might be question. Let's see what the studio audience says. What do they think? Okay, three, two, one. One, very good. That was 300 points each. Okay, thank you for competing with us. You can go back to your seats now. Okay, have a great day. See you tomorrow, everybody.
All right, who's going to come back tomorrow night and see what keeps happening? Who thinks that green team's going to get more points tomorrow night? Yeah! Who thinks the orange team's going to get more points tomorrow night? Yeah! I have a few more things to tell you. You've done a great job tonight, so I want to talk to you about a few things. One of the things we're going to do is have a coloring contest. We have some boomerangs. How many of you have already colored a boomerang? Let me see your hands. All right, some of you already got some of these and colored them. Now, we're going to give you, some of you have already turned these in, we're going to give you another chance. So if you already colored one and you want to color another one, that's fine. As you go out tonight, this is one of the things you'll pick up if you want one. You don't have to take a second one, but if you want to take a boomerang home and color it, you can get a second one. We're going to let you do this tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Wednesday night, you're going to turn in your boomerangs, and we're going to keep them all here. We're going to have the office staff look at them and see which ones we think are best. First place, we'll get a certain amount of points for their team. Second place, we'll get a certain amount of points for their team. And third place, we'll get a certain amount of points for their team. So you can take one of those home tonight and then turn it in Wednesday. We will collect all those and get them evaluated, and we will look at them for Sunday night. We'll reveal the winners. All right, I should be having some points coming my way in just a moment. I should be having someone run me up a point total. Oh, there we go. Look on the screen for the green team. All right, orange team, I need to teach you a little golf clap. You do a round of applause. Take your hands like this. And this is how you do a polite little round. Can we get a round of applause for the green team? Here we go, orange team. And green team, give the orange team a round of applause. Say good job, good job, good job, old chap. There we go. All right, you can give them a round of applause. Very good. Orange, you going to get them next time? You going to come ready? All right, very good. Now, here's what's going to happen. Since the green team was our winner tonight, when they're going out, Justin Hill, where are you, Justin? Come on up here, Justin. Go ahead and come up to the break here. When the green team is going out, they're going to get a ticket from Justin, and they're going to take it to the table on the side over here. And when they get their bag, they're going to get a little something extra for being the prize winners. Justin, actually, come up closer to the green team so you can give them all to the green team as they go out. We're going to let them go out first in just a moment. So he's got those tickets. Just hang on to them in a second. You'll give those at the table when you exit, and then as you do that, they will know to give you a little extra something in your bag because you were on the what team? So orange team, you got them, right? You're going to come back tomorrow night. You're going to get them good. You're going to show them how it's done, right? You're going to show them how Jacks compete. Okay, now, so you're going to go out this side. You're going to get your boomerang picture. You're going to get your take-home bag with goodies. Green team's going to get a little something extra in there. And you're going to come back tomorrow night at 6:45. But first, I need my singers. Where are my singers? They're going to come up here and help me. All right, Eddie, Natalie, Andrew, Olivia. All right, they're going to come up here. We're going to sing through our song one more time. So if you would stand, we'll sing one more time through our theme song, and then we'll get ready to be dismissed tonight. We need our words ready, because we don't all know it that well yet. Here we go. Ready?
Once the mighty God made
going to say our theme one more time. God values life. Say it with me. God values life. So come back tomorrow night at 6:45. Bring a friend. Wear your team color if you can. Help show your spirit. Be ready to cheer. Be ready to sing. Be ready to say that verse, Genesis 1:27. So God made man in his own image. After the image of God, created him, male and female, created he them. Bring that back, ready to go tomorrow night. You can help your team get points. Let's do one more time. Zoomerang. Zoomerang. God made you. God made me. All right, green team, go ahead and get your tickets first, then you can go out. And once they go out, orange team can go. And Mrs. Mims will play our song as the green team is dismissed. Orange team, hang tight for just a moment. We'll let the green team get their tickets, and we'll take it from there.